right, Sunday afternoon. Hope everybody's doing good, but it's actually really Monday when you're getting this. We release this every Monday. I know a lot of you look forward to it. Let's get Sherry in here. Cherance!
What?
Come on, buddy. She's sitting at her computer. She shut her light off. She's bringing her chair in.
Here goes.
Go fast. Let's play by play. All right. Had a fun weekend hanging out with Sherry this weekend. Actually had a good time. Well, I mean, I don't mean to sound shocked.
It does sound like you're...
By that.
Yeah, normally we're just... I'm a drag, is what you're saying.
I didn't say that, but if you would like to read that into it, you go... You go right ahead. Your headphones are right over there, by the way. It is time now for another edition. This is episode number 44 of The Gang of Two.
G-O-T.
A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Yes, that is us. That's your one requirement.
It's the one thing I can get right. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying it's really the one thing you're responsible for. And I love it.
For this show, I have a lot of other responsibilities.
No. Oh, gosh. I didn't mean to play a game like, you know, are we going to start keeping score?
I think we should.
Okay, get up tomorrow morning at 2:30 with me. Okay, here we go. We have a very fun show planned today. We have got Have a Nice Day. This is by request. These are stories that Sherry has where she tries to put a positive spin on a horrible story.
Yes.
That's what you do. And this is by request, by the way. This is one of our Patreon guys. Who was it? It was, what was the guy's name again?
George.
No, it wasn't George.
Harry.
What was his name? I have it written down
Gary.
Here.
Greg. Tony.
Keep going.
Zach.
You got it right.
Jim.
I don't know what I did. What did I do with it? Damn it. I know the guy. I can't believe I just let it out there. Anyway, you know who you are.
Yes.
It's one of our Patreon guys.
It's you.
He challenged
you.
No. He challenged you last week, if you remember. Tyrone.
I never would have gotten that.
Just hit me. Yes, Tyrone.
I never would have gotten that. Okay.
He was very, very funny when that happened. So on today's show, like we're talking about, we have a nice day. We also are going to hash out, it's not necessarily a Christmas problem, but I have an issue with something that we have decided to do this Christmas.
Okay.
And we're going to hash out at least the rules about what it is. Then, of course, your Monday Night Football pick. And we have a talent that a lot of people don't know. I know a lot of couples, when they sing in their car, they have fun in their car. Mm-hmm. We have a special talent that a lot of people don't know about that
we're going to share with you tonight.
I cannot wait to share it with you guys tonight. But right now, it is time to catch up. It is a Sunday afternoon, late afternoon.
Got the chill going.
Sherry's cooked.
Got a log on the fire.
We have a fake fire.
We do.
It's a gas
thing. Some chili.
Yeah, you are cooking some chili. I got to say, I'm not just saying this because we're doing this thing right here.
Because we're doing it.
You know how to cook some chili, bitch.
Yeah.
You are one. You should open up a place called Chili Bitch.
We've got
Biscuit Bitch. Why don't you do Chili Bitch?
It's opened up right next door to the Biscuit Bitch.
Biscuit Bitch.
Biscuit Bitch.
No, you really know how to make some chili. It is so good.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm really looking forward.
I've never made it with fresh beans before. Well, dried, not canned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so what was a disclaimer.
Why do we need a disclaimer? Beans a hard thing to make?
Well, have you ever made them? Yes.
No, I'm just wondering. It doesn't seem like they're hard to make. You put them in water or something.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be good. We'll have an update on all that. Let's see here. What else? Show schedule. I wrote down the show schedule. We have this show and one more show to do before our holiday break.
I don't like schedules.
And we're... I'm sorry.
I don't.
And why?
Well, because it's sounding like work.
You got to let people know when we're going to get a new show.
Okay. All right.
They have schedules.
Okay. All right.
Why don't we just get into their schedule?
All right. It's not for me and you. Okay.
Well, we have two more shows, this one included in that, before we do our holiday break. And we'll have 2 weeks off. And then we'll be back with the 2020 Gang of Two season. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things planned in the 2020 Gang
of
Two season. I really do. I mean, I'm actually very excited.
Nice.
I really am. And that will start on January the 6th is when we'll be back.
All right.
For that. Let's see here. Patreon people. We got a brand new Patreon guy who signed up. Thank you to all you Patreon people. That's part of the 2020 season is more. I'm just going to really do Patreon right is what I'm going to do and offer some real nice things for some people. And those of you that have already just out of the goodness of your heart and us praying for you every night, which we do.
Would this make them patriots?
I don't know. I think they're all patriots in their own mind, not of the New England style, but just patriots. They are patronizing us. And I would like to thank them for doing that. And Ben Heiken, I believe is how you say his last name, H-E-I-K-E-N.
Sounds like it.
Looks like we're going to meet Ben, possibly.
Oh, really?
Ben is from Oregon.
Oh.
And he's a brand new Patreon member. Mm-hmm. He signed up for that.
Yeah.
And just in his email, he said, hey, guys, thank you so much. Really love the show, blah, blah, blah. And he said, next time you guys are in Eugene, Oregon, maybe we could hook up or something.
Yeah, we might be driving through there.
And right after that, I had, he had no idea.
Right.
And so I said, Sherry, are we stopping through? Are we driving through there on our way down to California in a couple weeks? And it looks like we are.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to meeting Ben and whoever.
Fun.
Maybe having a little beer with Ben, because we'll probably spend the night in.
Yeah, maybe.
Where is that again?
Eugene,
yes.
It's a cool little town. I like it.
It is a cool little town. Yeah. As we're making our drive down, and we're going to see Sherry's mom. And if you see somebody driving a silver car going 20 miles an hour, letting everybody pass them in the slow lane, that's me. Taking my time getting down there.
No, we need to get there and get it over with. Our time.
Listen, it's going to get over with on the moment it gets over with, no matter if we get there faster or...
No, if we get there sooner and then we leave and we do, then we can say, well, we spent a lot of time here. If we spend less time there, then she doesn't have as much to complain or more... You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't.
I don't know what you're saying, but I'll go with it for the sake of not arguing. Okay. Also got an email from somebody, and I'm bummed because this took... I can't help these people.
You can't help.
But I just want to acknowledge that Nate Hicks emailed and said, hey, Terry and Sherry, obviously a huge fan of the show, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't recall if Sherry has ever spent... And then it went away.
Off.
I think it's time in Australia. It says, so if this isn't a question for Gang of Two, it says it may be a question for Gang of You.
Okay.
And he and his wife are leaving next week, he said, which I believe they're already there, for a delayed honeymoon in Australia.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, awesome. They're going to be spending some time. He's talked about a national park that he wanted to see. He says it looks amazing, but the drive time's about 14 hours.
My God.
So
it's a big country.
So he wanted to know if there's anything that he could see instead of going there. You know, the drive of the Outback, it's fun to say you've been in the Outback, which I imagine this is in the Outback. I'm just imagining.
Well, he doesn't say what part of Australia at all.
He says the name of the thing, and it's some sort of Aboriginal name, like everything else is there.
But, I mean, if it's 14 hours, you don't know where he's driving from.
No, but my guess, it's into the Outback.
Yeah, but where is he starting?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's probably in the middle of the country, and
it doesn't matter where he goes. The beginning?
I don't know. What does it matter?
Because you don't know what part of the country, maybe it's a part of the country you've never been in, besides the Outback. You know what I mean? Like,
it's been so long since I've been there. The point is, I can't even give him any type of suggestions right now. We just wish you a real good time. And Sherry made that much harder than it needed to be.
That's what I do.
That is exactly what we have going on. Okay, so we did that. We're trying to get into the Christmas spirit. I know I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit. Every year I say... I want to get into the Christmas spirit next year.
Well, do you have some Christmas music?
Well, that's going to come into play a little later.
Hey, we watched The Grinch. That didn't do it for you?
You watched it. I was asleep.
Oh, you did. You were asleep. Okay. Yeah. We can watch it again.
Yeah.
So I want to get to the point where I can recite every line in the
movie. I think you can't.
I'm getting close.
I think you can. We were, so I'm trying to get in. We're going to talk a little bit about that coming up here in a second. But we went to there's a park across the street from our house. And some of you may have seen this video already on the Gang of Two Facebook page. I believe it, I don't know where I put it.
There's so many.
It's on some of the social media.
Somewhere
links.
Out there in the
I will make sure I put this on the Gang of Two Facebook page. So if you missed it, you could go back and see it because you really need to see Sherry's face in this.
It's gut busting.
It's very funny. It really is very funny. But you and I think we're trying to get into the Christmas spirit.
Are we?
So we walked. Did we go across the street bazaar? Why did we do that?
This was a Christmas outing.
Why are you challenging everything I'm saying today?
That's what I do.
Okay. So we walked over there and there's all these lights and they're supposed to be.
Right.
A bunch of lights. Because last year.
They did a pretty decent job last year.
I would say this year there may be a quarter.
Yeah. It was a lot less.
Yeah. So. This is Seattle.
By the way, we're in Seattle. This is Seattle's oldest park. I don't know if you knew this or not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oldest park. It's the very first one back in 18 Biddly Bop. Yeah, so there's a lot of mature trees in this park. It's not a huge, huge park. It's like a block, right? Would you say it's like a city block?
Yeah, it's catty corner from our house.
Yeah. Denny Park, I think it's called.
Yes.
But they have some really old, mature trees because of the age of the park, right? Mm-hmm. And so they need to put more lights in these trees.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
There needed to be a lot more. There was a lot more last year, but we decided I was going to, it looked like it was a lot, in my opinion. So I pulled out the Instagram and I started filming us. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened.
Hey guys, you look terrific. Yeah. Where are you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn around so people can see what we're doing. See that?
Yeah, you can't. You can't. I'll tell you why. Because it's fucking lame.
And then I gave her a weird look, and she stopped at the effing lame part, which makes me laugh.
It was lame. There was not enough lights by any measure.
Yes, it was extremely lame.
Yeah.
And you're right about that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to complain to somebody.
If you want to go look at Sherry's face, it's hilarious. And I tried to get a nice video of that to show that we're getting into the Christmas spirit, but we're not.
Obviously, we're not.
All right, before we get moving on here, Sharon, you got to do your Monday Night Football pick tonight.
Oh, okay.
You won last week, I believe. Did you?
I don't know. What was it?
I forget what it was, but I think you won.
I don't know.
I think it was the Seahawks.
Did I pick this? I must have.
You must have. Anyway, tonight it is the Giants again against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I guess we're assuming it's a giant person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the Jolly Green Giant or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, because giant men.
Sounds good.
Against these fierce birds of prey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Although not the fiercest. But an eagle is pretty far up there.
Do you want to know anything? Do you want a hint about anything? Do you want... I'm going to say something, and I'm afraid to because I don't want it to sway your pick.
I know.
But we have a very good friend who is one of the coaches for the Eagles.
It doesn't matter, though. This is just solely on eagle, the mascots, basically.
Okay, you're true.
Would an eagle... If you were going to pair up a giant person against an eagle, who do you think would win? That's essentially the question we're asking.
That is the way you choose to pick these games, yes.
Did I pick Giants last time?
I don't remember who you picked.
I don't either. I don't know. I guess, and then what is it they're, what kind of, you know, so.
This is what I deal with people. Anything gets just.
Overanalyzed
to death.
So is this, but this is an athletic event. It's not like what are they fighting over? We don't know. Is it a dead dog?
A pig
skin. Carcass of a dead dog?
A pig skin.
Pig skin. Mm-hmm. Pig skin. Mm-hmm. A pig skin. Mm-hmm. Well.
Does that help?
For one thing, I feel like I picked the Giants last time probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to pick the same twice.
Okay.
So I'm going to say an eagle would take a giant person.
In this case.
Over pigskin? Yeah, I would say the eagle is probably a lot more skilled than a giant person would
be. All right, tonight it is. The Eagles over the Giants. We'll see how you do.
I don't know.
Now, like we talked about, trying to get into some Christmas spirit. We have stopped, I don't know how long ago, we stopped buying each other gifts.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I mean, years ago.
Yeah.
And every year I feel bad about it.
Do you?
When Christmas rolls around, I don't have anything for you to open.
Aww.
And I don't have a Christmas tree. Yeah, I don't care about it because we're always on the road.
Right.
I don't care about having a gift for myself. I just kind of wanted to have one for you. And I've always hinted around about it. So you came up with a very good idea that we could do one gift.
One gift.
$100 or less.
Yes.
How are you doing on that?
Not good.
Me either.
It's, you know, $100 used to be a good amount of money. You can't even get a hotel room for $100 anymore.
If you're in a crack house, you can.
I don't even think. What's the going rate at, like, what is that? We'll keep the lights on for you. What is that place?
It's a Motel 6.
Motel 6. I bet that's not even $100. I bet that's over $100.
I haven't even seen a Motel 6 in a long time.
I haven't either.
It's because they were charging $100. They're out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about. getting Christmas gifts for each other. Here's a problem I'm having, Sherry.
Yeah.
And not only just the price-wise, and you know me. You know how much I love you. And my goal when I got married to you that I made to myself, I didn't tell you this, but I made it to myself, is that I want this woman who I love to have everything she's ever wanted. And I didn't care if it was going to school. I didn't care what it was. I mean, your muscle car, you know, these aren't things that I'm giving you. I mean, you work and everything else, but I just want you to have everything. So what we decided was we're going to email each other
gift ideas.
And I have sent you just a few at this point.
Yeah.
At first, I sent you what? What was the first one I sent you?
Gum. I think it's safe to say I'm not doing that
really?
One.
I'm not going to get my $100 worth of Jerry gum?
We just talked about how we're trying to decrease the sugar intake.
Still, that's a pretty damn awesome gift. Okay, well, I'm not going to get that. Damn it. I'll just have to get it for myself.
Oh.
But I want you to have everything. So when I see these things that you email me, I picture you and the joy that you're going to have with each thing.
I know. Well,
and so I want to get you every damn thing.
I feel the same way. Trust me, I would love to get you the gum too, kind of.
I don't even know what else I sent you.
So I'll be... I'll make a confession. It's more than one gift. And I may have gone over the $100.
Okay.
So
that's all I need to know.
Okay. But
that's all I need to know. I'm glad we hammered this out here. I know that a lot of other couples have these talks amongst themselves. Uh-huh. On the Lex and Terry show, we've always said, when your girlfriend or your wife says, I don't want anything for my birthday, I don't want anything for Valentine's Day, I don't want anything for Christmas, they do.
That's not true, and that's not fair, because you say that all the time.
Well, I said, because I'm not a woman. I played that card.
Totally sexist.
Not sexist.
Oh, totally sexist.
Well, here's something you don't need to realize. I'm a man, and there's different things about men, and you're a woman, and there's different things about women.
So?
Not all things are for everybody.
Yeah, so what does that have to do with asking for a gift or not?
That has nothing to do with gender. Guys, when they say it, I believe if they took some sort of real big study, if there was some big study underway...
You disgust me.
Because, you know, well, right.
No! This is totally ridiculous.
If there was some big study in the field there that said... If a man tells you he doesn't want a gift,
no,
he means it.
No.
Oh, if a woman tells you you want to mean it, they kind of really want it.
You know what? I'm a little disappointed in you. I always thought you were a little more...
A liar? More... You thought I lied more? Is that what you thought?
I thought you were a little more...
Say it.
Equal-minded.
I am equal-minded.
No. This
Absolutely.
Is not... No.
Okay.
This is a total bias.
Let me put it in perspective. Okay. If a guy tells a girl that he, let's just say he's a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. And she goes, I want to get you a Cowboy tickets. And he knows their financial situation or what have you. And he says, nah, I'm good. I don't want it. Do you think he really wants it or not?
Of course he does.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah, why does he really want it?
Because he's a fan and he would love to go to the game.
Mm-hmm. He's a guy, which is a guy thing, mostly guy football, you know.
Well, that's also...
Oh, God, I'm not going to win this. It's not. Sexist. Why does everything have to be an argument? I am not sexist.
You are normally not.
I am not particular. Sexist. No, I think that you are just being a feminazi on this.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gender has nothing to do with the fact of...
Oh, really? So then
oh,
there
she
you
says
go.
One thing, but what is it? Next, she wants to be raped? She was asking for it. Did you see what she was wearing?
You know, that's...
Is that bad. Where we're
that's
headed?
That's not fair, and that's not where you're... I just know that, you know... I don't know. I just think... No one's going to win this argument because I'm not backing down.
Neither am I.
Okay. There you go. Congratulations to you. Anyway. So do you have a nice, have a nice day story?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
you have I a do. Have a nice day story. This is
for the win. I don't
know. I'm trying. How come I keep forgetting the guy's name?
Oh, it's Trayvon Martin.
It's not Trayvon Martin.
I'm pretty sure he listens to this podcast. He's in Florida.
He will
You're
after he will after my sexist stuff. God damn you. You really suck.
You suck.
You really do. You Sometimes you suck worse than suckers
You're
do.
You're a sucker.
All right. So this is a gift that Sherry has. We haven't done it in a long time. It's called Have a Nice Day, where she can find the most horrific news story out there and put a very positive spin on it, which normally isn't her. It's normally not her.
Right. I'm usually all gloom and doom.
You're
all
not
the
gloom
time.
And doom, but you challenge everything. So you don't normally, your number one reaction is not hate. It's also not, hey, everything's great. You have to analyze everything in between before you make your decision.
I need to be informed.
You do. Uh-huh. So let's do your little have a nice day story.
We don't have music. Huh?
I don't have any more
story.
Oh, okay. From. Okay, I don't.
This story takes place in New Delhi, India, which I know is kind of far away from here, but it's about people. Okay?
Okay. All right.
There was a fire that broke out. They think it was caused by an electrical short circuit at a... It was like a handbag factory, but it was during off hours. I think it was overnight. And I guess there, you know, it's in a slum. It was in a slum area.
Mm-hmm.
It was called New Delhi's Carol Bagh neighborhood. I'm sure I just butchered that. But so apparently a lot of those people not only work there, but they sleep in the factory overnight. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
These poor people, like they make like $2 a day.
Is that you being racist? Is this a racial thing?
Yes, because, yes. Okay, oh, totally.
Okay, go ahead.
So
you better be careful. You better walk a thin line the rest of this show. Okay, go ahead.
The fire broke out, killed 43 people.
Oh, that's sad.
It was awful. There was a guy that went in there and carried some people out. And have a nice day.
I think I may have screwed that one up for you by talking too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think I screwed that
you
up.
You did.
Yeah, although, and you said that you have a different spin on this have a nice day for the next show.
I said that?
Yes, but you told me. You told me earlier today.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Right.
So get ready for a different spin on this whole segment.
Uh-huh.
But that's a brilliant thing. Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that you were able to put a positive spin on such a horrific story. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry and I like to, when we're driving around or wherever it is, we like to listen to music. Sherry, we've talked about many times on this show, she's a big duet fan.
Love it.
Love singing duets.
It's fun.
And is very militant about it.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's my part. I'm supposed to sing there. So we have, those are fun
things.
You are.
You're a bit of a lyric hog.
You always give me the lead part.
But then, and then you go back and forth between, you got to stick to the duet. You're one or the other, you're not both.
I don't think we're going to make it to the end of the year.
Fine. I'll go take my chili.
And shove it up your ass. All right. So so we do these, you know, we sing together. And we don't care what the words are. We don't care what the lyrics are. And we were making up a song the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was no Lennon McCartney.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think. I think we're the worst lyricists in the world.
Possibly.
So I would like you, and we're going to make up a song together. We won't challenge it, but I would like you to give us a subject to sing about it's going to be to the theme of like a Christmas type of music. So mm-hmm. it could be about Christmas. Mm-hmm. It could be about something we've already talked about. It could be about anything. And we're going to sing a song. We're going to show everybody how horrible we truly are. But this is what we would normally do. This is exactly what we would normally, it's not rehearsed.
No.
Sherry hasn't heard this music. I barely heard the music. Oh. I just downloaded it.
So.
What was that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
What?
Just come up with a subject for us to sing about. We have to have a way to go on
something,
don't we?
I don't know. Christmas wreaths.
Christmas wreaths. Okay, here we go. Do you want me to start or do you want me to start?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Christmas wreaths.
Yep.
Okay, I gotta find a way to get in on this. Ready?
Premiumbeat.com.
What the hell? That's. Oh, they're gonna put that in there because I took this Christmas music. Oh, they put a little.
You know what? Let's work that into our.
Okay, here we
premium
go.
Premium meat. Was it premium?
Premium
beat.
Because they want to charge you for this.
I think you said meat. Let's go with meat.
Okay.
Premium meat.
Premiummeat.com. You put it on your door.
You put it in on the door. And then you put it on the door some more.
Meat around your door.
Meat.
Everybody needs some meat.
Meat.
Call it a wreath.
Meat.
A wreath of meat. Around your door, yeah.
You'll eat that wreath because it's delicious.
Yeah, eat your meat. That's on the door, you see. Everybody wants to sing around a bunch of meat. Here's the solo. Yeah, there you go, they're rapping.
Yeah, this is good.
We're probably going to get sued for this.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Lennon McCartney, we are not. I hope everybody's in the Christmas spirit. I really do. We really appreciate your support of the show and checking in every Monday. We have a very big, big year planned next year, and I can't wait to tell everybody all about some of the new plans.
Nice.
All right, we are out of here. Love you, baby.
Love you.
Do you?
Yeah.